All right, I'm sitting here with Giuseppe Camunco, the creator of Boneless. And now you're working on what series?
Right now I am doing a fill-in for Hellblazer, number 206 with Mike Carey.
Yeah.
I am currently finishing the pages in my hotel room because I have a deadline. I have to finish the pages. And then I'm working on this series for Wildstorm called The Intimates, written by Joe Casey. Written by Joe Casey and it's inked by Sandra Hope, and Jim Lee is doing the covers for this project. It's an ongoing series set in the Wildstorm universe, and the first issue is going to be out in November. And I'm going to Dallas for a convention in November, and we're going to have the debut of the series.
Can you tell us a little bit about The Intimates? What's it all about?
The Intimates is a story about a group of young kids with superpowers that go to this school called the Seminary to learn to become superheroes. But the problem is that the people behind the Seminary are not exactly maybe nice guys.
Okay.
And also the same students are not exactly nice guys. So they want to know to use the powers, but not necessarily for mankind, you know. And all the teachers in the Seminary are either failed superheroes or superheroes who retired and transformed themselves into teachers. So it's a little bit weird because Joe Casey is a very strange writer. It's a fantastic story.
Did you meet him?
Yeah, I met him in San Diego this year, and it's fantastic. He never takes his sunglasses off, but it's fantastic.
He's a rock star too, right?
Yeah,
I heard. In a rock band, playing the guitar.
That's what they told me, but I never saw any.
And the scripts, are they as great as the guys?
Or? Yeah, they're fantastic. It's absolutely fantastic. I already did 5 issues. So right now I'm doing this laser fill-in, and then I will get back to Intimates issue 6 because it's an ongoing series. So, and also next year, they just announced it online today, we're going to do a big project on Batman for DC. It's called Batman Europa. It's a story set in Europe, written by Brian Azzarello and Matteo Casali, which is the co-creator of Boneless with me. And every issue will be drawn by different artists. One is me, one is Liber Mayo, one is Gabriele Dell'Otto, one is Jim Lee.
So, you mentioned Jim Lee a few times. You and Jim Lee are kind of friends, buddies, right?
Yeah, he lived in Italy for 1 year and we shared a studio together.
How did that come? I mean, he's Jim Lee, and where did you meet him?
I met him in Naples in 2003, March, at a convention. And he was ready to come and live in Italy for 1 year, but with his family. He has a wife and 3 kids. But they didn't decide which city. So we met him, and he went to Bologna, which is close to our city, but it was too big for the kids. And so we live in a city called Reggio Emilia, which is 150,000 people. It's basically, if you stay in the center of town, you can reach every corner of the city without using a car. They have the best. We have the best kindergarten and schools in the world. So it was. And then he met us, we became friends, and we decided to have a studio together because it was an idea of him because he always worked in a studio with other people. So he asked if I was interested in sharing a studio with him, and I said yeah. and then he asked me to work on this series for a while, so I said yes.
I mean, who wouldn't say yes? The new series you mentioned, Batman Europa, not
Batman
Europe.
Europa.
Europa. So it's really something of a European, US collaboration.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
The writer is American, of course.
Writer is American,
the
but
are
also Italian, because Matteo is Italian.
I see.
And
so did you and Jim come up with the idea?
I think, I don't remember exactly. I think it was an idea of Jim.
Okay.
Because the story is gonna be set in Europe. Every issue is gonna be painted, and it's gonna be set in a different city. So I think the first should be Berlin, but I'm not sure. Then maybe Paris, you know, Rome. So we still have to decide. It's a work in progress. But DC just announced the project, so.
So and who came up with the idea that every issue is done by another artist?
Yeah, it was. The idea was to have a book on Batman that we could all work on. So like every issue, different artists, sounds perfect because...
Can you maybe give us some hints about the storyline? I mean, it's Batman in Europe?
Yeah, it's Batman. I think there's gonna be the Joker involved.
Okay.
But I don't know much more else.
You didn't see the script, so
I saw the plot. I saw the plot by Brian, but it's still very work in progress, so maybe it's gonna change. I don't wanna say things that are not accurate, you know.
And it's coming out when?
It should be coming out in May.
May is 2005, of course.
It should be in the same time where the Batman movie is gonna be released.
So, coincidence.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is like your second or your third comic experiment?
Sorry?
Is that your second or even your
in essence it's my fourth.
Your fourth?
I came in 2000. I came 2000, the first year when the Bonerest book was released by Speed, and then 2002, 2003, and this year. I did two times in Erlangen, and I always go to convention in France, in Italy, in the US.
So you're really a convention guy?
Yeah, I like going to convention because it's tiring, but it's the only chance you have to meet your readers and to confront them. And
yeah, it's a lonely work to get out of.
Yeah, I mean, now it's different because I work in a studio, but basically, you know, it's also very important to see if people like your books, what they think about the story you work on. I think it's important to have this kind of feedback.
German fans, are they nice to you?
Yeah, very nice, very nice.
No communication problems?
No, because I don't know German, but I know English, and most of the people here speak very good English, so...
Did anybody speak Italian to you?
Not some people, yeah. Actually, some people.
It's Europe.
Yeah.
So what was the strangest request you got today?
Request for a drawing?
Yeah, for drawing, yeah. Was it something strange at all, or was it just Batman?
No. No, nothing strange today. But I had a lot of strange... I remember, I think my first year in Germany, in Erlangen, a guy asked me if I could draw a guy who was falling, and I did.
That's the guy?
Yeah.
And he was satisfied with it?
Yeah, I did Boris, the character from Boris, that was kind of like falling into an abyss or something like that. And
maybe that's his homie to collect falling guys.
Yeah, no. And then, you know, there's people who ask the artist the same character, you know, because they... I know there's a guy here in Germany who always asks for Rogue, so every artist...
Oh, I know this guy too. He's like a mascot.
Yeah.
Everywhere. It's a comic community.
And he comes with a portfolio of other, you know, all the different versions of Rogue, so... Yeah.
Okay, and since you're here for the fourth time, I didn't know him that. Panini seems to treat you really good, right?
Yeah. I'm very happy with Panini.
Is it treat you with pizza, or...?
No.
That's what I thought.
Oh, Gemüse lasagna. Today.
Every day?
Not every day, today. Gemüse lasagna. And then they have the kicker. It's fantastic.
You like the kicker?
Yes.
So yeah.
Me and Tony, we are the best team.
You're a soccer player.
Unbeatable.
What's your team?
Juventus.
Of course.
No, not of course, because Gabriele is for Rome, because he's from Rome, but...
So
he's a loser.
We got some good topics and some good discussions together.
Yeah.
I see. Will you be here back for the World Championship?
The
World Championship?
I would like to come, yeah.
I mean, you could come and then just stay here for the comic action.
No, it's going to be in summer.
Right, but then you can stay here.
Oh,
take
a long vacation.
Okay, back to comics. Are you still doing creator-owned work?
Yeah, we're still working on Bonerest, because...
There are two trade paperbacks out,
Two
right?
trade paperbacks. We're working on the third, because next year, Image Comics is probably going to do Bonerest in the US. So, we're working on new material, so that they could get new material, and also we could get a third paperback. It's difficult, because I have to work both on, you know, other projects, which are, you know, high profile. And Boris, it's what I would call the cult book, because it has a very loyal readership. It doesn't sell that much, maybe, not as much as big names, but still it's our creation, so we would really love to. And then we want to finish the story one day. So,
has there been any interest in making a movie?
Yeah, long time ago.
I mean, it's like good stuff for a movie, like big.
Yeah, it's there was a company was interested in doing something with Boris maybe 4 years ago, but nothing happened. But now I think it's gonna be easier because the new movies about comics have been, you know, pretty good generally, and then it's easier for them to use computer graphics to do special effects. So I don't know, I think we can wait. I would like to have Boris, I would like to have something with Boris, yeah, it'd be nice, I think.
So I think that's all, we covered all questions.
Okay.
And I wish you 3 more fun days here.
Oh, thank you. I will give you my email address, so maybe when the interview is out, you can send me an email and I can check it out.